From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
Those are the only forces in American military that are sent forward for one reason, to engage the enemy face to face. Regardless of how you feel about that, insofar as should women be side by side with them or not, I think we can all agree that's a very serious step to take. It's one we've never taken, and it's the only one left.
The question is it the sense of the Senate that debate on the nomination of Priscilla Richmond Owen to be United States Circuit Judge for the Fifth Circuit shall be brought to a close?
The Memorandum of Understanding makes modest progress in that three individuals will get up or down votes on the floor of the United States Senate. But to me, it does stop far short of guaranteeing judicial nominees the fair up or down votes that they deserve.
I support the Memorandum of Understanding. It took nuclear option off the table. Nuclear option is gone for our lifetime. We don't have to talk about it anymore. I'm disappointed that there's still these threats of nuclear option. It's gone. Let's move on.
The end result is that many of the accusations have proven to be groundless or at worst overstated. New information has cast others in a different light. There's no doubt that Secretary Bolton has been blunt and combative in defense of his perspectives. Indeed, this is one of the qualities that President Bush and Secretary Rice have cited as a reason for their selection of this nominee.
It's very, very important to our country. At a strategic time when we need friends all over the world, we need somebody up there that's going to be able to get the job done. And I know some of my friends say, don't let it go, George, it's going to work out. I don't want to take the risk. I came back here and ran for a second term because I'm worried about my kids and my grandchildren. And I just hope my colleagues will take the time and before they get to this well, do some serious thinking about whether or not we should send John Bolton to the United Nations.